Now we come to the second seal, and I read my translation. Follow the authorized version very carefully. That's still the best one. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Go." And another horse, fiery red, flame-colored, went out. And although it doesn't say that he saw, he certainly did, because he wouldn't know it was flame-colored than red. And there was given to the one sitting on him to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill violently one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Now, the first horse couldn't be Christ, could it? Because when he brings peace to this earth, it's going to be permanent. This was short-lived. Immediately after the first horse rode, the white horse, then here comes the red horse of war on the earth. You see the peace which the rider on the white horse brought to the earth, it was temporary and it was counterfeit. The Antichrist presents himself as a ruler who brings peace to the world, but he cannot guarantee it, for God says, "There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." And believe me, that passage of Scripture has certainly been fulfilled. And isn't that exactly what every one of the candidates for office in our country today, and certainly in my lifetime, I never shall forget that we were promised. I remember the candidate said that our boys would never go across the ocean and fight again, and promised peace. We were going to have peace. And every candidate since then promised peace. What baloney that was. One of them dropped two atom bombs. And I personally think that is a horrible thing to do, to drop it on a hopeless, helpless, defenseless city. Why didn't they drop it where the war was going on? And it would have had its effect there. And yet that candidate, as far as I know, has never been criticized for that, because immediately afterward we began to talk about peace. And every candidate since then, no exception, and regardless of party, they're all going to bring peace. And my friend, we're as far from peace today as we've ever been. And World War III, already the clouds are gathering for it. So that Antichrist was a phony. He didn't bring peace, because here goes the fiery red horse of war riding throughout the earth again. And this is going to be a real world war. Now, don't say that this has been fulfilled. It hasn't been. This is future we're talking about.